It's 1900 UTC, and that means it's time for That's News to Me. I'm your host, DJ Marcus. Let's see what's happening in the world today.
Oh boy, oh boy. Hello, hello. Welcome, welcome, one and all. It is February. I'm from Texas in a small town. I'm sorry. I have trouble with the word February, the month named February. The second month. Let's go ahead and get connected over to SDF and get into comm. I'll tell you, it is February 11th, 2022. So that means it is Friday. But it's a live show because I took today off. And I went to bed about 10 o'clock. And I woke up about 10 a.m. And I didn't get out of bed until now. So I did make a cup of tea. I did overheat it. I put the kettle to boil instead of 190 degrees Fahrenheit. So that's a little bit frustrating, but it's fine. It's fine. Because I just got up, my show prep was not done properly. Sad times indeed. But I do want to mention there is a big thing happening. Synth Battle Royale. You heard that correctly. Tobe has invented a new show on and on radio called Synth Battle Royale. It is currently scheduled for Saturday at 0300 UTC and at least the first hour of open mic just after Vintage Comp. Participants connect to open mic with their synthesizers and organically cobble together a piece of sound on the fly within 10 to 15 minutes. Listeners can join in comm, which is commode chat, I'll tell you how to join in just a second, to judge and comment. Live composition can be a little slow, but after 10 to 15 minutes, the synthesist should yield to other participants if they are there, and definitely check to see at that point if there's anyone else who would like to try. Rules are simple. Use any kind of synth, analog, digital, modular, sampler, etc. Must be a unique, on-the-fly, organically derived piece. Found sounds / samples are okay as long as you're not using preset loops or sequences. You'll need to develop your loops or sequences live. 10 to 15 minutes max. Hopefully, we see you there at 0300. That is, so anyway, 0300, if we look at a clock, let's go to time and date. I'm always bad at converting to UTC. I don't want to go to France. Sometimes it's very funny. All right, we're going to say UTC, and we're going to say Austin, Texas. That's where I live. And we're going to say UTC. We're going to say Saturday, the 12th, at 0300. All right, 0300. That is 9 p.m. Central Time tonight. So tune in. Check it out. All right, I'm going to go ahead and jump back out of the message here. And also don't forget to join Tin from Berlin tonight at 2200 UTC since I'm plugged in to the program here, the converter anyway. 22 UTC is 4 p.m. Austin time, Central time. All right, I'm going to jump into comm. If you want to hang out and talk during the show, you can talk in comm. All you need to do is SSH over to sdf.org. If you're new, just do new at sdf.org. Then go ahead and launch comm. You'll SSH over, and you type comm, C-O-M. You press enter, then you press G for go to, and then a non-radio, all lowercase, all one word. And if you do it right, you'll see some ASCII art that says a non-radio and a list of a bunch of people in comm. And then you'll get to see all the cool chat going on, including stuff from SMJ, Tin, X1, and the whole crew. So thank you so much for being here and listening. Sorry for the long intro, but I really wanted to talk about that cool synth show that's coming on, the Synth Battle Royale at 300 UTC. which is 9 p.m. Central Time in the United States. And yeah, so anyway, that's going on. Let me go ahead and close the converter. And I think there's a lot of news going on. But like I said, I have not sorted the news. So I've got all the news stories, but I didn't take the time to sort through it. So it might be more disjointed than normal. Of course, the one thing you can almost always count on is that we'll start the way we pretty much always start. And that, my friends, is with
world news.
That's right, with the world news. I guess I should tell you, of course, at 1930 UTC, every single day is the Dubious Goals Committee with Tobe. Stick around for that. That's after this. And then we've got Harry Larry at 20 hours. So definitely worthwhile. All right. So the unstructured, I guess we'll just call it... Ukraine tensions. Countries tell nationals to leave over Russia threat. A host of countries have urged their nationals to leave Ukraine amid warnings of a Russian invasion. The British Foreign Office said all UK nationals should leave now, while commercial means are still available. The US said an invasion could come at any time, with President Biden warning that things could go crazy quickly. Russia has repeatedly denied any plans to invade Ukraine, despite massing more than 100,000 troops near the border, but it has just begun massive military drills with neighboring Belarus, and Ukraine has accused Russia of blocking its access to the sea. The Kremlin says it wants to enforce red lines to make sure that its former Soviet neighbor does not join NATO. Among those countries calling on its citizens to leave are the Netherlands, Japan, and South Korea. In its warning, Latvia cited a serious threat to security posed by Russia. Diplomatic efforts are underway to defuse the current crisis, and we've talked about that a few times. Different things going on there. For Com and those listening on the archive, or if you're just listening, there is a nice map showing where Russian troops are located around Ukraine and in Moldova. They're surrounded on like three sides, so most of the country is surrounded. But anyway. If you are in COM, I'll post it there. Ukraine, Russia map. All right. But if you're listening or you're listening on the archive, you can check out this map by either going to bbc.com and looking up this story or going to sdf.org/L/I3. So that's India 3. And this is a map from March. It's from Rokan Consulting from February 11th. All right. So that's going on. Sad news in the Winter Olympics, or big news. It's kind of a big deal. Kamila Valieva failed a drug test. Kamila Valieva is a 15-year-old Russian figure skating star who helped her team win Winter Olympic gold in Beijing. She failed a drug test in December. Valieva, who was the first female skater to land a quadruple jump at an Olympics as her team won last Monday, had a sample collection on the 25th of December at the Russian Figure Skating Championship in St. Petersburg. But the positive result was only reported on Tuesday. Hey, welcome, M. Frederico. Thanks for joining on. And hey, JNS. And Tobe. Oh, man. There is a lot of space news. There was a lot of space news yesterday, and then there was that poor rocket loss. The positive result for this Olympian was only reported on Tuesday, the day after she helped the team win the gold, but before the medal ceremony had taken place. Valieva tested positive for trimetazine, which is used in the prevention of angina attacks, but is on the banned list because it is classed as a cardiac metabolic modulator and has been proven to improve physical efficiency. A series of appeals means this case will now be taken to the Court of Arbitration for Sport to make a final ruling. So, I'm not really sure what all this means, but I don't know. It's one of those weird things where it's like, do you allowing drugs into the Olympics? How? I mean, I'm pretty sure that that's not terrible. Hey, Janice, welcome back. I guess you left and came back? I don't know. Anyway, oh, that was a different person. Anyway, hello, welcome, 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 welcome. All right. Let's keep it rolling. Ontario protests. So we've talked about the truckers a few different times. Ontario has declared a state of emergency in response to 2 weeks of protest against COVID restrictions. The order came as demonstrations continued to shut down parts of Ottawa and the Ambassador Bridge, a vital U.S.-Canada trade link. Blocking crucial infrastructure would be made illegal under the order. Protesters could face up to a year in jail and a fine of $100,000 Canadian. Mr. Ford said the order would apply to anyone impeding the movement of goods, people, and services along international border crossings, airports, ports, and major highways. The Canadian province will also provide additional authority so that the personnel and commercial licenses of protesters who do not comply may be canceled. Janice says down count instead of countdown. All systems gone. So yeah, there will be consequences, and they will be severe, Mr. Ford said on Friday morning. He's the premier of Ottawa. Where's Mr. Ford's title? Premier Doug Ford. To those who have attempted to disrupt our way of life by targeting our lifeline for food, fuel, and goods across our borders, to those trying to force a political agenda through disruption, intimidation, and chaos, my message to you is this. Your right to make a political statement does not outweigh the right of hundreds of thousands of workers to earn their living. The countrywide protests against COVID-19 vaccines are poised to enter their third weekend. So, we also know that in France, this is also going on. But in France, they're planning to ease COVID restrictions there. French coronavirus rules will no longer require people to wear masks indoors from February 28th, the health ministry said Friday, citing an improvement in the health condition. Situation. The rules apply to public spaces like bars and restaurants, sports and leisure activities, which now require proof of vaccination to enter. However, people in France will have to continue wearing masks on public transport in a context where pressure from the epidemic is falling. Oh, wow. They said epidemic instead of pandemic. In a context where pressure from the epidemic is falling strongly, the vaccine pass allows us to remove the mask-wearing requirement as we've done in previous waves, Health Minister Olivier Véran told AFP. France had already dropped its requirement for people to go masked outdoors on February 2nd, but the rule will continue on public transport and in indoor spaces not subject to vaccine passes. The change in the rules on Friday also reduces from 3 to 1 the number of tests people must take if they come into contact with a confirmed case of COVID-19. With an election approaching in April and growing discontent among parts of the public about infection control restrictions, President Emmanuel Macron's government has promised to ease measures within weeks if cases continue to fall. That has not dissuaded some protests from forming so-called freedom convoys that we were just talking about, expected to descend on Paris Friday, inspired by truckers' blockade that's paralyzed Ottawa for 2 weeks. Next one makes a point. Strikes and protests are usually a bit disturbing. excuse me, I'm going to cough. That made me laugh, and then I cough. I laugh, I cough. It happens. Such is life. What else is going on? Well, there's a lot. This is some U.S. news. Again, sorry, it's not organized. Declassified documents reveal CIA has been sweeping up information on Americans. The Central Intelligence Agency. SMJ, I wish I knew. And hello, Jeff. Welcome, welcome. I don't know. I do know that I provided him the URL. I provided him the URL to Anon Radio, and I told him about the Creative Commons Valence Electron show that I used to do, and about Hard Mouse and DJ Snowdust show, and the Friday. I told him if you're looking for electronic music, well, check out Tuesday's show with Leon G. Or he's a musician, so I don't think he's awake yet. I think he barely wakes up around 2 or 3 in the afternoon. Anyway, sorry SMJ, I didn't mean to get derailed on the show, but yeah, I'm not sure yet. Because I don't see them that often. I only just met them that one time, I think. But anyway, it was just very cool to be able to share it. He shared it with a group chat he's in because they're always looking for new sounds and music. So hopefully someone from that group tunes in. But, you know, if they find their way to calm, that'd be interesting too. All right, let's keep it moving.
Get the news over with. I want to hear the music.
Yeah.
Get the news.
Okay, let's finish this story about the most American un-American group that exists. The Central Intelligence Agency has been secretly collecting Americans' private information in bulk, according to newly declassified documents that prompted condemnation from civil liberty watchdogs. The surveillance program was exposed on Thursday by two Democrats on the Senate Intelligence Committee. Ron Wyden of Oregon and Martin Heinrich of New Mexico alleged that the CIA has long concealed it from the public and Congress. The pair sent a letter to top intelligence officials arguing that the program operates outside the statutory framework that Congress and the public believe govern this collection. Wade and Heinrich added, "It is critical that Congress not legislate without awareness of a CIA program, and that the American public not be misled into believing that the reforms in any reauthorization legislation fully cover the IC's collection of their records." The two senators, frequent critics of the CIA, said they are not allowed to reveal specifics about what type of data has been subjected to bulk collection, and called for more details about the program to be declassified. So we'll see how that goes. Sorry, I'm like okay. There was a link. I clicked the link, but the link did not work for me. All right. EU envoy says cautiously optimistic about Ethiopia ceasefire. A European Union representative for the Horn of Africa said Friday she was cautiously optimistic that Ethiopia's state of emergency would be lifted by Parliament in the near future. This is great news. The state of emergency was imposed in early November as Tigrayan forces fighting Ethiopian and allied forces moved closer to the capital. I tried to type twice. At the end of December and into January, they withdrew back into the northern Tigray region. Annette Weber, the EU's special representative for the Horn of Africa, said she had spoken to Ethiopian Prime Minister Abiy Ahmed about lawmakers ending the state of emergency. "I'm cautiously optimistic, speaking to Prime Minister Abiy Ahmed, that there will be a decision by the parliament to take the state of emergency away in the near future," she said. Of course, that is something we were hoping for and think that it can happen very soon. All right. Well, let's play a song. It's already 17 minutes or 18 minutes after, so Dubious Goals Committee is coming up in just about 12 minutes, so let's get it going. You know what? I can't play the song if I don't go to the right folder to find the music. All right, let's do this one. Here, with all the space news, here's Satellite of Love. I like this song.
Satellite's gone up to the sky. Things like that drive me out of my mind. I watched it for a little while. I love to watch things on TV. Satellite of love. Satellite of love. Satellite of love. Satellite. Satellite's gone way up to Mars. Soon it will be filled with parking cars. I watched it for a little while. I love to watch things on TV. Satellite of love. Satellite of love. Satellite of love. Satellite. Satellite of love.
Anon Radio is your non-commercial, non-profit, member-supported underground radio station.
Powered by the SDF Public Access Unix System.
Oh, that's right. You're listening to Anon Radio powered by SDF. And SDF, that's powered by you. Thank you so much for being here. Burgertron, welcome and goodbye, I guess. Thank you. That was a great to see a new name. Great to see new names. Welcome, M. Federico, one of Vaults. Thanks so much for jumping in, joining during the song. X1, hello, hello. DGC does rule, and it is coming up in 7 minutes and 40 seconds or so. One of Vaults will also listen to DGC today, eating pasta, drinking Coke alongside. That might be a good idea. I have not eaten today. I'm drinking some tea. I probably should eat something. I will be cranky and shaky. All right. Back to the news, because there's still a lot to talk about. As disorganized as it may be. First, I've got a story, a listener-submitted story. Let's jump over there and grab that for you. I use TMUX, so I have to just connect. I just switch screens, so I can't see Calm right now. But let's go ahead here. I have to sort through it. Alpine is quite full. I usually keep my inbox down to just a few messages, but apparently, let's do this. There it is. Sorry about the delay. But I found it. Open link. This is coming to us out of Washington State, Deming, Washington. Today, the Nooksack Indian tribe reached out to the United Nations High Commissioner, demanding an immediate retraction after two UN special rapporteurs failed to contact the Nooksack Indian tribe, accepted as fact outrageous and disproved allegations from a Seattle attorney, then released an investigation riddled with misinformation. All sovereign nations have rules for who is a citizen, and the most common is to be descended from a citizen. You cannot simply move to another country, declare yourself a citizen, and take government housing or health care away from citizens. Whether it's Germany, the United States, or the Nooksack Indian tribe, it is widely understood that those are benefits governments reserve for its citizens. At the Nooksack Indian tribe, our rules for citizenship are simple. If you're descended from a Nooksack tribal member and an Indian, with a capital I, you take your proof of lineage to the enrollment office and are granted citizenship. There were over 200 people, many represented by attorney Gabe Galanda, who said they were citizens, but who did not follow the rules for citizenship. They didn't take proof of lineage to the enrollment office, and therefore are not citizens. However, that path to citizenship remains open to them under our Constitution. At any time, they can take their proof to the enrollment office and become a citizen. We have over 2,000 citizens, all of whom followed the process to become a citizen. Those 200 did not. The 8 people in question, not 63 as the UN investigation stated, are not suddenly being evicted as their attorney falsely claims. This is low-income rental housing, and each year every tenant must recertify. One of the rules for Nooksack housing is that the person on the lease must be a tribal member. Between July and November 2021, notifications to requalify were sent to those who failed to do so. So, the story here, let's go over back to Calm here. SMJ might have some thing here. I wanted to ask you. This is very funny. I wanted to ask you something the other day. Do you have a show now on Anon Radio? I don't know who. Oh, okay. Sorry. I'm spaced out.
World News.
We're gonna fix this. We're gonna focus.
That's correct.
And then we're gonna focus because you know what?
Resistance is futile.
So there are 60 Nooksack families on a waiting list for housing, and some are homeless, said the chairman, Ross Klein Sr. Like most governments, we don't have extra housing for non-citizens. We have homeless people, including elders, who need a place to live, and we need those who aren't Nooksack to move. Under the rules, they don't qualify for the housing. We believe that sufficient time has passed for them to make other arrangements, encourage them to ignore their attorney's ill-advised recommendation to fight eviction, and to work to find new housing. We cannot wait forever while other people need housing. There's more details on this over at NooksackTribe.org if you're interested. There is a lot of interesting and wild stuff going on in native and indigenous spaces in the United States, but the U.S. government actively oppresses them, so it's kind of hard to find news stories for them a lot of the times. All right, well, what else is going on? Well, let's talk about something the U.S. is doing that's nominally not as bad. Joe Biden signed an executive order on Friday releasing $7 billion in frozen Afghan reserves to be split between humanitarian efforts for the Afghan people and American victims of terrorism, including relatives of 9/11. Now, I want to point something out here. These are assets that this other country has that they've been given in different ways, you know, for different humanitarian aid projects. But the United States has decided, well, we're going to just go ahead and take half of that and give it to our people instead. In a highly unusual move, sorry, that's just my take. Here we go. In a highly unusual move, the convoluted plan is designed to tackle a myriad of legal bottlenecks stemming from the 2001 terrorist attacks and the chaotic end of the 20-year war in Afghanistan, which ignited a humanitarian and political crisis. But critics warn that it could tip Afghanistan's already strained banking system over the edge into systemic failure and deepen a humanitarian crisis that's left millions facing starvation and almost the entire country, 98% of it, short of food. Welcome, AGK. Welcome, welcome. You're talking about moving toward a total collapse of the banking system. Dr. Shah Mohammed Mohrabi, a longtime member of the bank's board and economics professor at Montgomery College in Maryland, told the New York Times. I think it's a short-sighted view. So, we don't have time. We're running out of time, but don't worry. If the U.S. can't extract money out of our citizens, we'll get it out of somebody somewhere. So they're going to free up $7 billion of it. $3.5 billion of it we're going to keep for ourselves because we can, and $3.5 billion we'll earmark for specific programs we want the Afghanistan people to do, because you can't sell sovereignty without USA. All right, we're going to run out of time, so here's some few headlines for you. Honduran Supreme Court orders release of 6 anti-mining protesters. Muslim women and footballers spar with French government on hijab ban in all sport. NATO warns of real risk for new war in Europe. That's related to the Ukraine problem going on. Community hospital in CAR, Central African Republic, offers hope to HIV patients. And I thought that was a really uplifting story. All right. Well, that's all the time we got. Please stick around for the Dubious Goals Committee with Tobe, happening in just about 20 seconds now. And thanks for listening. I'm sorry about the weird show. Listen to the synth battle tonight, and talk to you later. Yeah, and I agree. Siege is bad. Good job, AGK. Bye-bye.
Get the news over with. I want to hear the music.
Five, four, three.